The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments, so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead, Lord and Savior of all. Amen. Well, happy Mother's Day. For the last several years, Kathy, my wife, has taken to going off on Mother's Day weekend with some old girlfriends of hers from college, which gives me the opportunity to talk with you about some of my old girlfriends, right? She won't be at any of the services. Sometime before Kathy, there was someone named Suzanne Lax. I really liked Suzanne. Her father owned a car dealership in the area, so her name was well known. Suzanne was well known. And I just thought she was great. Unfortunately, I also had a friend named George Everly. George was somebody I played a lot of tennis with. He was a good friend of mine. And Suzanne liked George. So I had to simply love from afar. And that's a painful thing to do. But eventually I got over her and I moved on. And I really was caught up by Lisa Rappel. Lisa was also well known because her family had a restaurant in town with the name on it. Lisa was great. She was cute. Unfortunately, I had a friend named Todd McParlin, who's somebody who went to my church. And Lisa liked Todd. I had to simply love from afar once again. It's somewhat heartbreaking, isn't it? It is heartbreaking. Now, it always reminds me, I think about this, of an old Jay Giles Band song. You all may not know Jay Giles, but the lyrics, among others, say, "You love her, but she loves him, and he loves somebody else. You just can't win. Love stinks." It's a little cynical, I think. But lest you think that my entire pre-Kathy life was filled with heartbreak, I want to tell you that eventually I moved on to sixth grade. Eventually I moved on to sixth grade, and suddenly Suzanne Lax and Lisa Rappel weren't that big a deal. I went to a new school and I'm sure became infatuated with other girls. But there was an odd piece of heartbreak that I took with me. I was young. These relationships I'm talking about were in fourth and fifth grade. But with one of these girls, I actually wrote a little note that I wanted to give her, kind of expressing myself. I have no idea what I said in it, but I still remember that I wrote this note, and my mother very wisely advised me maybe I'd like to wait for a little while before I give it to her. And of course, I never did. That would have been a very embarrassing thing, I think. But these are just little samples of the risk that love involves. Love is always risky. Is always risky. Even when things are good, love is risky because you have pain in separation. Not too long after I met Kathy, after the point where I knew I wanted to get married, but before I had asked her to marry me, I had the opportunity to study in Israel for a month. This is while I was in seminary. So I went over, and there was that pain of separation from somebody that I loved so much I was ready to marry. And actually, I will say that I talked about her so much that I think the other 40 people on the trip had some pain as well. But there is pain in heartbreak when things go poorly. There is pain in separation when things are going well. Love is risky. I don't think you can love without pain. So why do we do it? Why do we engage in relationships that are bound to hurt us even in good times, and certainly in bad times? Why do we do it? I think a piece of it may simply be the way we're wired. I think we're hardwired to love, to be in relationship with another. But I want to say that I think a piece of it, and maybe this isn't always recognized by people, but I think a piece of it is that God is present in love. Scripture says, in 1 John, it says that God is love, and we know God when we love. And if we don't love, we don't know God. And I think this God-like nature of love, this ability to be in relationship with another and with God, whether we are aware of it or not, is a piece that keeps us coming back despite the risk of pain. But it is always risky. Now the truth is, I think it's God who takes the greatest risk over and over and over again. Because God loves us. And day in and day out, God keeps loving us, despite perhaps some disappointment. This all started in the garden, the very beginning. For reasons we don't know, God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden and told Adam and Eve to stay away. And despite his love, they disappointed him, didn't they? And they went and ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we have continued falling away from God since then. And I'm not just talking here about original sin. I'm talking about our nature of straying from our relationship with God. God risks God's love for us. And it is risky. This is the whole story of the Scriptures, starting with Adam and Eve and moving right through the entire story of the Old Testament. We have the story of God's people falling away from God and then coming back to God and then falling away from God. This is the nature of the story of the Old Testament. But it culminates with the birth of Jesus Christ. God's love was so great that God chose to take a risk that was so great, to risk pain. And it only takes a brief look at Jesus hanging on the cross to get a firm understanding of what that risk is. God was willing to risk. And God in Christ said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." God calls us to take that risk out of love. And this is, we've talked about this any number of times, but this is not the love that flows emotionally. This is the love, the Christian love, of doing on behalf of others. I would argue that love doesn't stink. Love is risky, but it doesn't stink. Every day that we live our lives, God loves us. And as a result, every day that we live our lives, God takes the extraordinary risk that comes with love. When we step out and take risk to love as God has loved us, to take loving action on behalf of others, we come to know God all the more as we share in God's risk and God's love. So my challenge to you this morning is to ask you, what risks are you taking out of your loving relationship with God for others? Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said, and he took the ultimate risk. What risks are you willing to take to love others? as God has loved us, as Jesus has loved us. And ultimately, the challenge that we face every day as we pay attention to our relationship with God is, what risk are you going to take to love others as God has loved us? Amen.